Another day?
Yeah, I guess.
Another day of Daily Titan.
Like, I'm tired.
Yeah, but it's different today because we're on the pod.
Oh, that's true.
So true. But we have to give the people what they want.
Yeah, we should.
I think I know what the people want.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want... What's going on, Titans? Welcome back to another episode of Daily Titan Podcast, or DT Pod for short. In today's episode, we're going to be covering Volume 118, Issue Number 6 of the Daily Titan Student Newspaper. In this episode, we're going to be covering a couple of stories, including one about searches for VP candidates. We're also going to be going over a comedy show that happened here on campus recently. We're also going to be talking about an opinion on runner culture and its benefits, and we're also going to be talking about an update with women's volleyball. Stay tuned, Titans. And before I forget, I'm one of your co-hosts, Kabir Kansari, your layout editor, and I'm joined with...
Damiana Gabriel, your other co-host and assistant news editor.
All right, then. I think it's about time that we pass it on over to Sergio Gonzalez, our makeshift sports correspondent for the day, who's also the digital managing editor of the Daily Titan, to tell us a little bit about what happened with women's volleyball over the weekend.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. So yeah. What's up with you?
Not much. And what's up with volleyball is they went 1-1 over the weekend, but big story, they won their first conference game since 2023.
Let's go. We're so back.
That's what I'm saying. That's a very long time.
Yes, it is.
Where were you in November 2023?
Ooh, I think I was in Diamond Bar, actually.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah. That's crazy. I was also in Diamond Bar in November of 2023.
Wow. This is crazy.
Small world.
Small.
And it was such a long time ago, right?
And it was such a long time ago.
That's what I'm saying.
I barely remembered.
What was the score on this comeback game of all time?
They swept 3-0, but each set was pretty close. The first one was 25-21, and then they allowed UCSD to score 23 in set 2 and 3. So, very tight, but, like, they kept their composure. I was there myself. They never trailed by more than two.
In being there at the game, was there anything you kind of noticed, like, maybe through, like, an eye test or just kind of seeing the quality of play? Like, was there a different level of intensity or ferocity from the players?
Intensity, for sure. One big difference, because I went to a couple of volleyball games last year, was I always felt like there was a lack of energy. And, like, this team kind of has it. And one thing in itself, too, was that we were playing in the gym that, like, actually had a student section. No shade to our lovely students at Cal State Fullerton, but they don't often pack out the stands. So, like, that in itself is a bit of a challenge, especially going into, like, a road environment, and, like, playing in an actual arena was pretty cool, too, for them, I'm sure. But something different and something they have to adapt to, and they were able to do so pretty well.
Definitely. Were there any other details or highlights from this game in terms of, like, box score, anything like that?
It was pretty significant for our head coach, Nikki Cannon, because this is her first year. And over the last couple of years, we've been functioning under Nicole Vargas Polster, who's now out. And she led our team to 4 wins last year. Nikki Cannon, though, she's led the team so far to a 6-8 record, which is not bad.
Not bad at all.
Big improvement. I mean, and for conference, we're 1-1. We obviously lost on Saturday to Long Beach. But Long Beach is pretty good. So, like, it's just nice to get...
Definitely.
They got off into conference play on the right footing. So
definitely. It seems like their confidence is going to build over the season.
For sure.
Based on this performance, like, what do you kind of project for them in their next game?
I would project I don't know, they're very competitive. They're a little bit of a shorter team than your average volleyball team, but they can really jump from what I've seen, and, like, they bring a lot of energy to the court. So, like, I like what I see. Nikki Cannon, you can tell she herself has kind of gotten the team together as, like, I don't want to say community, but, like, I don't know. Like, it's a much different vibe than what I've seen here in years past, and that's definitely promising.
Definitely. When's our next game coming up?
It's actually a great question. I want to say Friday. I'm very confident it's Friday. But they normally play, like, a two-game slate Friday, Saturday, like, throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, Thursday.
Thursday. What's on Thursday?
Don't mind me. 6 p.m.
Against?
UC Davis. In Ooh. Davis.
In Davis.
So, another road environment, but they prove they can do it. They're going to be at UC Irvine on Saturday. So they got the test the first time around. So one thing that's kind of interesting, too, is that, like, we haven't played a single home game yet.
Wow, really?
Yes. And we're going to be, like, 20 games into the season when they finally do. That's a matter of court renovations going on at Titan Gym.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But even still, it kind
of... Do you think that picking up some of these road wins and then coming back home to sort of a refurbished stadium, a little refurbished area to play around in, do you think that'll sort of boost their confidence in a level of, like, they've already conquered on the road, it's easy to do it at home?
Or? It should. Cannon kind of implied that in her post-game interview. She was saying that it's just... They're trying to take pride in heading into these gyms and being, like, the bigger team, the better team. definitely something different because obviously teams are so used to bouncing back and forth between like a home court and like the tenacity of being on the road. But they proved it in that first game. Hopefully they can do it again. And they return home for their first home game of the season on October 9th, which is funny because at the time, if my math is correct, it'll be 17 games into the season playing their first home game.
Wow.
So,
okay then.
Kind of crazy.
Before you go, I do have a question for you. Because you talked a little bit about Titan Stadium, sort of what we got going on over there. If you can make any sort of renovations to any of our stadiums or athletic facilities, what would you want to do? What would you want done?
I think Titan Stadium is awesome. They should build a football stadium around it one day, but that'll be like in 2064 when I'm not here.
Okay.
What's it called? I'm a big advocate, though, for possibly finding something new for our basketball arena. Because it feels very high school-like, and it's within the kinesiology building. There's classrooms down the hallway. It just doesn't feel like, I don't know. I like to travel to some of these away games and stuff. Like, I've now been to UCSD, Long Beach's Pyramid, CSUN. I've been to UCLA before. All these different schools, they have, like, the actual, like, dedicated arenas and, like, can provide somewhat of a Division I atmosphere. And obviously, we do as well, but in a different way. But I feel as if we were to buy a little more into that type of thing, it would be pretty cool to have, like, a nice arena. But I can't wait to go to our new arena in, like, 2037. So, like, when I'm out here. I'm
looking forward to it.
That's a good answer. What about you?
Ooh. I'm kind of with Sergio on this. I do think the basketball gym could use a little update.
Mm-hmm. You've seen it, right?
I've seen it. Yeah. I've been in there a couple times. I saw it during, like, now the current renovations that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has potential, but definitely I do think it could use a little bit more of a stadium feel to it.
For sure.
It just I think feels you hit it on the nose saying it feels a little high school in there sometimes.
A little bit, yeah.
What about you? Any changes you would want to make to athletic facilities?
Yes, actually. If I was to be put on a planning committee, I would recommend, you know how they were planning that Gateway Bridge from College Park to main campus?
Yes.
I'm saying escalated, like, you know those airport, like, escalated
the ones
ramps?
That, like, move for you?
Oh, yes, from the main campus to the SRC is my scheme, I think.
I'm a big fan of this idea.
Thank you.
I'm waiting. We need to start implementing those little, like, flat escalators more often.
I think so, too. Actually, also in between every building.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be sick.
Well, then, we'll let you get to what you need to do, but... Thank you for coming.
Good. Thank you for having me once again.
Of course, sir.
Thank you for coming.
I'll see you around.
Yep.
For our news story this week, we're joined by news editor Michelle King.
Hello. Back again.
Yes. Wow. I don't know. I love having you here.
Oh. Yes, but to what do we owe this occasion?
This occasion, 3 VP searches.
Wow.
What?
I know.
This is crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, so did you just want to talk a little bit about what the VP searches were for?
Yes. Yeah. So there are currently, let me rewind a little bit. President Rishon recently announced via email to students that there have been 3 separate search committees organized for ongoing VP searches. And those roles are Vice President of Academic Affairs / Provost, Vice President of Human Resources and Inclusive Excellence, and Vice President of University Advancement. And the search committees are about 10 people, made up of admin, professors, and student representatives that help kind of pick candidates for these roles, and they then present them to Rishon to choose.
For these committees that oversee these searches, is there any overlap in terms of people playing a role on, like, multiple committees, or are all these committees individual to these VP searches?
All of the committees are individual, so they have completely different people on each one. A lot of the people on them currently serve as administrators or VPs in other departments, but they're all individual of each other, so there's no crossover with who is helping for each search.
That's cool. And then, is there, like, a time limit for each of these committees to, like, bring potential vice presidents to Rishon?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, within the semester, the VP search for academic affairs and / provost was ongoing all of last semester, and the search failed. There was nobody brought to Rishon to choose for. They didn't find the right person. So there's no real time frame, but I would say just throughout the semester, if there's nobody by the end of the semester, it'll continue to roll over.
When these searches do roll over, do they take into consideration any of the stuff that they searched for last semester? Or, like, do those candidates maybe roll over, like, those potential candidates roll over?
That I'm not sure. I would assume so. The search committees change every time. They don't keep those the same. So that would play a factor in how people are chosen. People may feel differently about different people. But that I'm not 100% sure.
In terms of priority or the level of urgency with these searches, do you know if there's any sort of order they're looking to fill these positions in, or if there's any sort of higher priority searches that they're trying to complete?
I don't think there's a lot of, like, hierarchy in who they're trying to hire. They want to fill all of the roles. But I personally would say provost is probably a pretty high importance role, considering that it has rolled over from last semester as well. They're still searching for that role. So I would say that that is probably a big role that they're trying to fill, especially since the current provost, DeBerian, has had to extend his time as interim provost because of not being able to find somebody.
Hmm. Well, is there any other information about these searches that maybe... Yeah,
like anything notable?
Yeah.
It's interesting that there are so many going on at once. There are just a lot of searches going on within the university as a whole. There are dean searches going on, a lot of just admin searches happening. So it's a big time for change going on in the university, which is always stressful for admin, just not having consistent people in offices.
Hey Titans, this is Jaden Lovelady, the editor-in-chief of The Daily Titan. Stay connected and follow us at The Daily Titan on social media. Be sure to pick up a paper on campus in the orange newsstands, and if you want more stories, check us out online. See you next week.
And for our next story, we have an opinion by copy editor Eddie Ursua, which discusses why he thinks that running is the most effective means of exercise for students, especially students here in Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah, I mean, reading through the article, I'm not gonna lie, I love hiking, so I'm sure I fall on, like, the other side of the spectrum that he's talking about here. But hearing what he had to say about running, like, there was definitely, like, a little bit of reworking in the framing of my thoughts, because I think that, like, especially to the point of, like, that he mentioned in the article, like, accessibility. With hiking, you need hiking shoes, you need sort of a route, you need to have, like, the right supplies to go on, like, a long hike or whatever. Running doesn't require all that. And those are points that he illustrates very thoroughly in the article, especially towards the front of it, which I think, like, really hammer home his points that, like, running truly is the most accessible. And I also, one of the things I really enjoyed about this article was that he sort of included a good running route on campus.
I know, I was going to say, I feel like he kind of fully illustrated, like, the accessibility of it, because for students who kind of might not live in areas that are that accessible for running, although that's kind of a little bit harder to
gauge,
but he fully, like, listed out a running route that's here on campus, so just like if you have a gap between your classes, if you get here early or, like, after your classes, like, this can be a place that you, like, go on a running route on.
Definitely. And I think he really did a good job sort of speaking to the other benefits of running outside of just, like, the physical rewards. Because it is sort of, like, any sort of exercise is a level of challenging. But with running, it's sort of an endurance challenge of seeing how long you can sort of, like, pursue something. And I think when it comes to students, it sort of is a quality that's reflected in, like, their day-to-day lives of, like, they're actively striving to pursue something day by day. So sort of having an activity or an aspect of life that sort of exemplifies that and lets you know, like, yeah, you are making progress, you are enduring more, you are going the distance, per se. I think that sort of exemplifies, like, a lot of the dreams and aspirations that a lot of students have.
And I personally really like the point about how just, like, doing things that kind of make you uncomfortable or, like, putting yourself through that discomfort is better for you in the long run. I think that was by Stefan Walk, a professor of kinesiology, and I thought that was, like, a really interesting way of looking at it.
Absolutely, I agree. I do have a question for you, though. What's your favorite form of exercise?
Personally, I would have to say softball. I'm not really that big on going to the gym. I especially, like, don't like going by myself. I enjoy going when I have, like, a friend to keep me company. But other than that, I think I used to play softball for, like, a really long time. So I feel like now whenever it's just, like, I have some free time, I'm like, oh, I should, like, hit up the batting cages. And it's, like, it's, I feel like also just, like, exercising in that way when it's not just, like, weightlifting, it's, like, an actual, like, activity.
Definitely. I think there's like, more stuff to sort of think about or do when it's, like, a level of a game or something like that.
Yeah.
I agree.
What about you?
I'm gonna be honest, I hate going to the gym, but I go often because I just like how I feel after leaving the gym.
I cannot stand feeling sore after the
gym. No, but that's exactly why I don't go to the gym with anyone. I just go by myself because I just want to leave as soon as I'm there. But I just have to get through my workout and then leave. So I don't really care to work out, but I just care to feel better about myself. So I guess I have to trade one for the other.
Yeah. You know what? I think running might be the option for you.
You know what? You're so right. Let's have a laugh, why don't we?
About what?
About the CSUF improv troupe that hosted a Disney-inspired comedy show recently.
Oh.
Yeah, Cal State Fullerton's very own Funny People Society actually hosted a show inspired by Disney Channel original content in which they did an improv show, and they got some people involved in that.
Oh my god. Wait, what do you need to do to be part of the Funny People Society?
Actually, nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, so the Funny People Society is pretty cool. They basically just host a space on campus that essentially helps students build up their confidence, get a little bit more comfortable with just being in front of folks, being a little corny, being a little funny in front of folks, you know, just sort of breaking out of their shells. And they're very accepting, like, from the article that was written by Abraham Moctezuma, who's a staff writer, Comp 471, shout out to him. In this very well-written article, he talks a little bit with some of the people in the club, and he gets some quotes and some insight on how they sort of operate.
Yeah.
And they don't do any sort of audition system or anything like that. They just accept people that are willing to come and sort of experience what improv is like from the stage, instead of just being a part of the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like, I think it's interesting that they do, like, a suggestion bowl instead of just, like, having people, like, call out suggestions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit nicer, too, because they sort of have a level of planning of just, like, understanding what the order of scenes might be.
Absolutely.
Versus sort of just having to adapt on the fly. Yeah. They can really sort of show, I think, like, their level of creative prowess in sort of knowing what's coming, but also, like, adapting on the spot to that.
And then another part of the story that I thought was interesting was the number of people that were talking about how this club has offered them, like, an avenue to make new friends and kind of, like, make their own little community of people who were interested in the same things that they were. One part specifically was when second-year animation major Izzy McTeague was talking about how this club offered her kind of, like, a built-in way to make friends. Like, after shows, she would go out to Denny's, or, like, people would, like, make plans after, like, meetings or practices and stuff. And I feel like that kind of just speaks to the benefits of joining, like, not only the Funny People Society, but just, like, clubs in general. Like, it kind of gives you that way to kind of just connect with people, or, like, find people primarily that have the same interests as you.
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, I'm not really familiar with improv just as a sort of genre of comedy. It's not necessarily my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool that people are willing to do it, because I think it takes a certain level of self-confidence, but also sort of like, what's the word? Like, they just don't care. They're just out there having fun. They're doing their thing. And I really respect that, because I think that there's a lack of self-consciousness of just like, you know what, I'm going to do it and it's going to be what it is. I respect that a lot. And I mean, in terms of reading the article and seeing how they sort of did the show, I think it was really cool that they sort of did like a two format thing where they did like short form improv of just like scene and then scene and then scene. But they also did sort of like a longer form content piece, which sort of like built off of previous scenes that other people would do.
Yeah.
So it sort of, I feel like, played to people's strengths and weaknesses of, like, just showing them, like, the different ways that improv could be approached. But overall, I thought it was a really great article.
I think so, too. It also talked about their practices, which are held Tuesday on campus, like, in the Titan Theater from 4 to 6.
Yeah.
And I think their shows are on Saturdays, correct?
I believe so. I mean, I know their next one is going to be Saturday, October 16th, also in the Titan Theater.
Yeah, but, yeah, I think this article just kind of, it highlights, like, a fun activity for students who are, like, looking for something more comedic to do with their free time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well.
Well.
I'm gonna go now so I can be on my way to become a board certified member of the Funny People Society.
Of the Funny People Society.
I want to be a certified funny person. That's all I got.
And that's it for this week's episode of DT Pod. Be sure to pick up a copy of the Daily Titan on campus or check us out at dailytitan.com to read the articles mentioned in today's episode. Thank you all for listening, and if you like us, we love you.
All right, Titans, don't go anywhere. We're going to get thankful for just one moment. And we're going to start this moment off with a thank you to our executive producers, Sergio Gonzalez and Jaden Lovelady. We're going to then follow that thank you up with a thank you to our producer, Michelle King. We also want to give a thank you to our assistant producers, Giselle Medina and Raniel Santos. We also need to give a big thank you to Bijan Shusharisade for providing the music in this episode. But the biggest and baddest thank you of all has to go out to all of you for listening and keeping up with the Daily Titan. Please pick up a copy of the paper on campus and check out our website at dailytitan.com. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you.